You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Celebrate Canada's 150th and treat yourself to a brand new Silverado. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles right now at Lakewood Chev. She is the education advisor for the Edmonton Oil Kings. Sharon Serrata joins us. Sharon, I appreciate your time. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for having me on your show.
No, I appreciate you coming on. So I just want to get kind of a quick background on education advisor, how you work with the Oil Kings and their players directly.
Well, we have our high school and our college boys. So our high school boys, my job is to ensure that they are on track to graduate. So our franchise school is Salisbury Composite High School in Sherwood Park. So the boys take classes in the morning, and then they go to the arena in the afternoon. And as you know, they miss a lot of classes with road trips and such. So I'm there to support, you know, have hire tutors, catch them up on all their assignments and exams and so on, so that they are successful and, you know, pass their courses and graduate in their graduation year. So that's sort of my role in terms of the high school boys. And I'm with them every day in the mornings. And, you know, I'm in contact with the teachers and the admin. So they're very understanding, very, very accommodating for these young men, which is extremely helpful for their success.
Now, you know, when you're talking about with the kids in high school and they have to get their schooling, that seems pretty, in some ways, straightforward. But when you move forward to now, when they're graduating from high school, is there any kind of plan in place for what they have to or don't have to do at that time as far as schooling?
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. Our Randy is very supportive of education, and our philosophy is that every player who has graduated has to be enrolled in a course of some sort.
Okay.
And we work in conjunction with McEwen University, which has been extremely helpful this year. And last year, we ran an English course, a university English course for the boys, which accommodated, it pretty much ran all year until March. They sort of made the schedule to accommodate our busy schedule. And so that course will transfer to any university course. This year, we have a nutrition course for the boys lined up as well. And the boys that feel that they want to upgrade, well, you know, maybe they have some courses to upgrade, or perhaps they didn't take some science courses they need, they will do some upgrading. So every player has to be enrolled in some type of education. We firmly believe that's, you know, a real positive, and it helps them on the ice as well. So education is very important in the organization.
Now, is that league-wide? Is every team got that same policy, or is that just local to the Oil Kings?
As far as I know, I think it's just local to us. I have not heard that everybody, a lot of clubs do have the boys that can take courses, but it's sort of not compulsory, so to speak.
Yeah, Sharon, I looked it up. There's actually currently five teams like the Oil Kings who make it mandatory that they take some course, and it doesn't have to be necessarily university. I know some in Kamloops are actually, they can enroll in a police course if that's something that interests them, because not every kid is an automatic scholar. You don't want them to put them in a course if they're just going to fail, and that might hurt their university academics later on.
But absolutely. That's true. That's why they could upgrade, you know, or take some course of interest.
Yeah.
You know, so we certainly, you know, as long as they're engaged in some type of academic course is what we're looking for.
Now, do you have a regular study time, Monday nights at 7 o'clock, for instance?
We do not. What I do is we look at our schedule, and when we have time off or time during the week, it could be in the afternoons when they have days off, or it could be in evenings. We've had study halls during Christmas break when they come back. Whenever we can fit it in and when it works into the hockey schedule, I will coordinate that with the coaching staff.
Have you noticed, Sharon, that a lot of the boys, it's funny because they get into the WHL and they're there in grade 12 and the odd one in grade 11, but most are in grade 12. And maybe some of them had okay marks. Then they get to the WHL where they're playing more, they're practicing more. But because of these study courses, they end up having better marks.
If they're prepared to work hard and disciplined, absolutely. Initially, I find when players come in, it is such a grueling schedule at first. It's quite difficult for the boys. You know, they might have the honors class, you know, high honors, but they feel, you know, they in the first little month or two, they find it difficult. But then they will pick it up again because they are disciplined. We do have the study halls. We are, you know, the teachers are always communicating with myself and, you know, making sure they're on top of their grades. So in my opinion, they keep their marks up and they're doing well.
Are a lot of the courses, like, do you work with Athabasca universities and other ones where they, if some of the boys know that, you know what, hey, I'm 19, you know, I'm not turning pro, I'm going to be going to the CIS, can they start taking some of their courses then? And does that even work with the University of Alberta, for instance?
Yeah, so this McEwen University course, for example, let me backtrack. We did go to Concordia a couple of years, so they did have a finance and English course there that transferred to university courses. So these courses we set up so that they will transfer to another university. So they will transfer and they can help. Like Benny Carroll, for example, he had some classes. I think he had three classes that, you know, he could transfer over as options or a required course. So it sort of lightens the load the first year, perhaps, when, you know, instead of taking their five courses at U of A or wherever they're going, they might only have to take four. So, you know, if they are bound for university, it certainly does help.
Now, what about as far as, or do you encourage players to maybe take some summer courses to manage that load easier during this season?
In terms of the high school, yeah, we, right from when they're drafted, we certainly have we sort of call it fast tracking. Getting caught up with courses, because it's quite impossible to finish all your classes when you only take two classes at our school. So they do start in grade 9, 10 to start taking summer classes to get ahead. So they do have the requirements. So when they come to see us, they know they really only can take two courses each semester. And then if they need to, they might have to pick up a summer school course or an online course. So they're well informed in advance. The parents and the kids know that they have to be organized, because once they play in the dub, they cannot take a full load.
Education advisor for the Edmonton Oil Kings, Sharon Sarita, joins us. Now, Sharon, do you sit down with parents? Because we get a lot of texts when I told people we're going to do the show, we're going to talk about the education. There's a lot of parents that obviously, they feel education is important, because 97% of the kids in the WHL do not play. In the National Hockey League, and it's a great league, but if your goal is only the NHL, a lot of people are going to be disappointed. Do you sit down with parents if they have questions, because a lot of these kids aren't from Edmonton, right? Like, they're moving from other parts. So do you work one-on-one with the parents, especially from the families who have a real big interest in the education factor?
Yes, absolutely. We have, at our spring camp, we have a presentation, and one of, you know, I have part of an education presentation, and I speak to the parents, and absolutely, I do a lot of chatting on one-to-one, talking about courses, expectations, ensuring that they have all the academic courses so that once their hockey career is finished, that they have the requirements not to leave any classes out. So I'm really trying to, you know, encourage all the parents that, you know, we speak to, you know, have those academic courses so that their options are all opened. I do have parents emailing, calling, just, you know, like, for advice as to what they should take and so on. So there is definitely the communication with the parents.
I get the sense that, you know, you're not so much worried about their on-ice performance. You're trying to prepare them for whenever their career is done, as far as university or college or whatever might be the case. So is it sometimes hard to kind of balance that, to handle that balance with, you know, young men who are, for most of them, they're focused on only one goal, which is to play pro hockey?
Oh, absolutely. I certainly understand that. And that's where I try to, you know, try to balance and understand that, you know, hockey is really important. I really appreciate that. But, I try to, you know, explain and bring them down to reality that, you know, education is as important as well. And with the support from Randy and Steve and Ryan, the young men know that, you know what, I have to do well in school too, not only, you know, on the ice, but they realize that the support is there from the organization, that school is important too. We want a well-rounded athlete. And they buy in and it works well.
Sharon, do you help the boys who then graduate and move on to CIS to ensure that they pick a right school that works for what education they want, not necessarily the team? Or once they leave the Oil Kings, wherever they go to CIS, that's on their own? Or do they kind of circle back and ask you questions?
Well, they do, actually. I just got a call from Jesse Mills the other day. So No, I certainly am in contact. Matt Deller and even Eddie Calda have been in contact with me. So they do touch base and ask for advice and, you know, courses and, you know, are these classes going to transfer? So no, I certainly, I'm always available if they need help. And I try to do my best to, if I don't know, certainly find out, you know, what route is good for them, or what they want. But no, we don't. I like to keep in contact with the boys. It's you build that strong relationship, and you just want to see them be very successful in life. So it's nice to help them out.
And what about the relationship with head coach Steve Hamilton? Is there, if a guy's suddenly falling behind as his studies, do you inform the coach, or is that frowned upon? How does that relationship work?
Well, no, it's not frowned upon at all. We have excellent communication. It starts right with Randy. Randy wants to be involved, as does Steve and Ryan. And no, we work all together. If there's any problems or any situations, everybody's, you know, aware of it and dealt with immediately. So, no, very, very supportive, and we work really well together, which is, you know, I'm very, very happy about.
You know, you talk about the kids that come back and talk to me with some advice as they get into university or post, you know, Western Hockey League action. Are there anything that you find that the players seem to gravitate to as far as courses they like to take, either while they're playing here or as they move on into CIS hockey?
Courses that they take, it's been sort of a wide variety. Some are in business, you know, some science. Riley Keyser is transferring into engineering. So I think what happens initially is they get into a general program. And, you know, because a lot of them are playing hockey at CIS level. And so it's not easy. It's tough because they aren't used to the grind of the four or five, you know, courses at university and the practice and travel at a CIS level. And so I think they start basically in a general program, and then they transfer. So it's been quite a variety of courses the boys have registered in. But generally speaking, I think they're going into a general arts or a general program in the first year.
Sharon, with the, you know, Grant McEwen, of course, has changed. Now they've got, you know, they're considered a university, and they have different type of courses. You've talked earlier about how you have that one specific course with Grant McEwen. Are you planning on bringing in more of these types of courses specifically for the guys? Because you mentioned due to time commitments and being out of town, it's not always possible for some of them to be in the classroom all the time.
Well, McEwen has been extremely accommodating. This is our second year with them, so we're very, very fortunate they've taken us on, because what they've done is taken the one semester course and they've spread it out for the from the end of September till March. So they've acquired an prof who will accommodate the boys. You know, Tuesday, Thursdays, for example, is our time frame, and they have to get their hours in. And so, you know, the first year was the English, so that transfers. This year we have a nutrition course, which is a science course that will transfer to any university as well. So right now it's, you know, with this university, it's what is available, what's a general course that could transfer, and something of interest to the boys. And speaking to the boys, they like the idea of nutrition, the nutrition course, which is, you know, very applicable to these young men.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see how that goes this year. But I'm, you know, trying to make it as general. And in my opinion, you know, any type of education and they can learn is a great experience for them. And especially they're attending a university, so they sort of know what it's like to be in a university setting.
Well, the nutrition course is fantastic, guy. I think any guy or gal out there would love the opportunity to know more about what they're eating and then how to make it properly. So I could easily see how, you know, for these boys, because a lot of them, whether they're going to go to university or they're going to go minor pro or pro, eventually you're going to live on your own. And if you know how to cook healthy, that can make a massive difference.
Exactly. And a lot of these young men are interested in nutrition and learning, you know, to eat healthy, which is becoming more popular. So that, I'm excited. I hope that this course goes really well for them.
Sharon, thank you much for your time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Sharon Sarita, the education advisor for the Edmonton Oil Kings.